Zydeco musician Stanley Doral Jr. has died. He was also known as Buckwheat.
If you're ready, can I say yay? If you're feeling good, can I say hell yeah? Let's go on Zydeco a little bit right here. Whoop.
Doral brought a type of feel-good party music that originated in southwest Louisiana to the rest of the world. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this remembrance.
Stanley Doral Jr. was a persuasive showman. He's the type of guy who would encourage folks to sing along, even if they couldn't sing, to dance, even if they didn't like dancing. He was also the type of guy who had his own nickname screwed onto his white accordion, Buckwheat, after the character on Little Rascals. Now what you gonna do? What you...
The thing about Buck is that he had this incredible charisma and charm that was absolutely genuine.
That's Ted Fox, a friend and manager of Doral's for 30 years. The band Buckwheat Zydeco opened for U2, played at the 1996 Summer Olympics, and even a couple presidential inaugurals. But Doral always managed to stay grounded.
That touched people and is really at the essence of what Stanley Doral Jr. was. Just a person who really hadn't changed, even with all of his success, from the little five-year-old kid who grew up picking cotton in Lafayette.
Lafayette, Louisiana is where Stanley Doral Jr. was born and raised. His dad played accordion around the house, his mom sang. He said he had seven sisters and six brothers in a two-bedroom house, and he started playing music as a kid. That part of Louisiana is also where Zydeco music was created, by Black French Creole speakers. It's an accordion-based blend of R&B, blues, rock, and these days hip-hop, according to Herman Fuselet, music and entertainment writer for the Lafayette Daily Advertiser and host of the radio show Zydeco Stomp.
It's a big gumbo of music, and it makes everybody happy. It's hard to sit still and be in a bad mood when you listen to Zydeco music.
Fuselet says Doral showed people beyond Louisiana how much fun Zydeco could be.
He's a role model. Buckwheat showed how popular a Zydeco musician could be, not only at home, but worldwide.
He did that by touring a lot, as he told NPR in 2009.
I get on the road maybe about around 10 months out of the year, in and out, you know. I don't know how many dates I do because, I mean, I don't even think about it. This is what I do, and I love doing what I'm doing. You get out there, you know, see thousands of people, and it's got a smile on their faces. That's my reward. Somebody's happy.
Doral took playing and entertaining very seriously. And after more than 35 years of touring and playing shows, that meant he led the tightest band around, says Ted Fox.
You can't learn that. You either have it or you don't. And it came from Buck's leadership, and it came from the tremendous talent of all the guys that he had in his band.
Everybody, let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead.
Stanley Buckwheat Doral Jr. died Saturday from lung cancer. He was 68 years old. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
I'm gonna have some fun. Come on, let the good time roll.